We've got a group that we're going to talk to now that we've never spoken to before, and I only found out about it a few weeks ago, and I thought we should get them in and have a talk to them. So it's my pleasure to introduce Chris, and he's with an organisation called Vets for Fishing. So first of all, welcome, Chris.
Thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. But this is all about you, not me.
Yeah.
Chris, Vets for Fishing, tell us what they do.
So Veterans for Fishing started up 3 years ago by a group of ex-service people who, well,
Can I just ask you,
yep.
And I don't like to butt in, when you say ex-service, are you only talking Vietnamese vets or you're talking...
No, all service, so all veterans. Veterans from all services, all three services.
Yep.
So we actually are targeting the younger veterans,
yep.
The veterans who are now... post Afghanistan, Iraq, Timor, Solomon Islands, peacekeeping, the veterans who are struggling a little bit. So most of them have recently gotten out of the Defence Force within the last sort of 10, 15 years.
Yep.
They've become a little bit socially isolated. They tend to stick to themselves. So we're using fishing as that bridge to bring them out, give them an activity. Instead of going to the pub, or necessarily nothing against the RSLs, but not into the RSLs, not playing the pokies.
Yep.
It's not necessarily about having a beer, but we make it very family orientated too. So so we bring the veterans out. We do social days, social interaction days, where we have family days. We recently had one at Lillardale Lake. Last weekend we had one down at Rye Pier. So the families can come down, the partners, whether they be wives or husbands,
yep.
they can talk to each other, because if there is things going on at home, they're the ones that can chat to each other, and let them know they're not alone.
Now, I've read stories that when a person comes out, like they might have been to Afghanistan and some of these places and seen some horrific sights, there's very little support from the... forces after they come out, is that right?
Yeah, it tends to be. It's once you're out, you're out.
Yep.
They do give you avenues to go down and people to contact,
yep.
but the veterans tend not to do it.
Yep.
You've almost got to lead the horse to water, so to speak.
So can I just ask you, were you in the services yourself?
I was Army Reserves for 10 years.
Right.
I served on peacekeeping operations in the Solomon Islands in 2013.
Right.
So I was a reservist for my career.
Yep.
But the majority of our veterans that we get in are all full-time or
yep.
ex-full-time.
Yep.
Some are even still current serving members, as well as reserve forces as well.
Yep. So when they come out, let me just ask you then, why was it this organisation set up? Like somebody had to say... whether it was you or somebody, we need to set up. How did it come about and why did it come about?
Well, a few years ago, I actually had some personal issues.
Yep.
That rose to a head once I left the Defence Force. I thought leaving the Defence Force was going to be the cure-all
yep.
of my grumpy nature that I was yep. in at the time, let's say that. And my wife said to me, why don't you get back to fishing like you used to? And get yep. started up and get right back into your fishing. I was happy when I used to go fishing.
Yep.
So I got together with a couple of veteran mates of mine and we competed in a local fishing competition.
Yep.
We had a ball. We went away. We thought about it. And then we decided, why don't we start our own fishing group?
Yep.
That went from, oh, let's just have a club and go fishing, to what it's manifested into now, where it is very much a wellness and well-being
yep.
service that we provide veterans.
Because I guess one of the things, if you just started a fishing group and said to the veterans, oh, you can join, but these other people and those, the vets are probably not going to open up, are they? They're more likely to open up to, not necessarily a mate, but they're more likely to be able to talk to somebody who has actually been there and done that, aren't they, rather than just if you join a fishing group and I might not have been anywhere near anything to do with that, so I don't know the problem. So they're more likely to open up to these other people too. They're like, aren't they?
100%. More relaxed, more feel more comfortable around our own kind, so to speak. People who have had similar experiences. So that's the key part of it. And we don't necessarily ask the veterans to, we don't do, you know, therapy or anything like that. It's just about getting out and being social. If they want to talk to us, they can. We do one-on-one days where we'll go mainly trout fishing. We'll go up onto the rivers and flick some lures around. It's very calming. It's tranquil. The scenery is beautiful. And it's just a relaxing atmosphere. So we do stuff like that. We recently held our first, and which will be our annual, veterans retreat. So we got 15 veterans, all with their own individual issues. We had 5 days up at a lodge at Hauqua on Lake Eildon. And we got 15 volunteers in. Not all the volunteers were veterans. So we did a number of activities where we had boat-based fishing, we had land-based fishing, and we even did fly fishing in the mountain streams as well. So we had a various activities that went on during each day. And then we had provided all their meals. Their accommodation was in the lodge. We provided transport with a minibus to and from. And it was fantastic. Our feedback that we got from the veterans that participated was fantastic.
I've got to take a quick break. A couple of things have popped up on the computer that I need to take, and I've got a couple of real questions we want to ask you. And look, if you know somebody that's in the situation that maybe is very isolated, as they're an ex-service person, if you catch your paper and pencil ready at about 5 to 2, Chris will give you all the contact details.
Kids are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers, mop the floors, stand tall, like no one's ever been here before or at all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in 08. If you could see them now, you'd be proud, but you think days you'd be. Down for a funeral, and the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. If you'd see him now, you'd be proud, but you'd think days you'll be. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, but you'd think days you'd be. Are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty
young blood left in them. And plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy.
Well, that was Zach Bryan and Pink Skies. Couple of things there, Chris, that we sort of browsed over pretty quick. I'd like to just go back. You mentioned families coming along these days. So, because very often, and you mentioned yourself that your wife more or less told you, well, you know, do something about this. Because it's very often that the family is impacted too, don't they? Because particularly if someone's been overseas and been in these war zones, no, they can't always tell people how they feel, and so therefore sometimes it erupts. And so therefore it's very important for the families too, isn't it? Not just for the vet that you're talking about.
We actually target the veterans' families just as much as we target the veterans.
Yep.
So for me personally, I see now what my wife and what my two beautiful daughters sort of went through when I had my issues.
And you probably feel bad about that.
Yeah, certainly do. Yep. So now what we do is even when we do a one-on-one day, we highly encourage that if the veteran has a partner or has children, bring them along. What we did do with one particular veteran, he wasn't really that interested in fishing, but his kids were. And we said, well, come along and we can teach them how to fish.
Yep.
And therefore it gives you an activity to then go and do with them, but they can look after themselves a little bit.
Yep.
So we actually set up a picnic and we put a picnic down for mum and dad.
Yeah.
We took the kids just a little bit up the river and we fished with them the whole time. It gave mum and dad a chance to sit, relax in a tranquil environment and just sort of get to know each other again. And we taught the kids how to fish. The kids had a ball, therefore mum and dad had a fantastic time and we created that connection. They've since gone and brought all their own gear and they go and do it regularly.
And dad can go along even if he doesn't want to fish, he can go along and be with them too, can't he?
Yeah, certainly. And with a lot of the veterans too, especially the full-time guys, they spent a lot of time away from their families.
Yep.
So they felt this, you know.
Because they went for months at a time.
Yeah, months at a time. Even on training, training exercises can go for up to 3 months. So to then come home, they don't have that strong connection, not all. But some don't have that strong connection with their families.
Yep.
So we're creating that as well, giving them an activity that they can go and do and create those new bonds and those memories too that will go on forever.
The other thing is too that you went over very quickly, we tend to think of the veteran a bit like yourself, a guy who's been overseas and done what he had to do and all that. But you browse over women, so there's quite a few women coming out of the force as well?
Yeah, there certainly is. So the ladies, we're pushing for more of the ladies to come to our events.
Yep.
But there's just as many of the ladies, and they deal with issues as well. So
can I just ask you this, and I don't want to get too personal on anybody, because that's not what this show is about. Do you find that they have different issues, or are they the same issues that the men have got?
Generally the same issues, as in they feel a little bit isolated. So to get back into that civilian world, it's a completely different space. Not necessarily, I guess, the combat-related issues, but definitely, you know, there are certain issues. And for those being deployed, it's high tempo all the time, and you come home and bang, it's sort of finished.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Yep. When you said, I'm just trying to catch up on two of these things that we actually spoke to and then glossed over them. When you went on your retreats, how many people did you take away on the retreat?
So we took 15 veterans away as participants.
Yep.
We had 15 volunteers as well. So
one on one.
Yeah, so and each volunteer had their own particular job that they were doing. We had, and most of them being ex-veterans, some of them had actually been part of our programs in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And now of our volunteers.
Yep.
So we had one particular veteran who did land-based fishing. It's a kind of fishing that he likes to do.
Yep.
So he went down, we had a fire on the bank, and then they bait fished all day long.
Is that I don't know much about fishing, so that's where you sit on the and you throw your line.
Yeah,
out.
Sit yeah. there, relax, and have a chat.
Yep.
So they had a fantastic time doing that.
Yep.
We had six boats. So,
all right.
So people with their own boats. I have mine that I use for veterans for fishing,
yep.
as well as we had volunteers come up who got their own vessels as well,
yep.
and they would take two at a time out on the boats. Trawling for trout in the lake,
yep.
Very successfully. I'd like to add too. There was a lot of fish caught. Yeah. A lot of the lake really turned it on. And yep. Lake Eildon has a nickname of Lake Disappointment because
yep.
it can really break your heart
yep.
at times.
Yep.
But I tell you, the fish put it on for us. As well as we had another veteran come up who's an avid fly fisherman,
yep.
and he did fly fishing tutorials. He would do two at a time.
Oh.
And they'd take off, go and find a little mountain stream, and they had a fantastic time to the point where a lot of those veterans now have all gone and purchased fly fishing gear,
yeah.
and they're going and giving fly fishing yeah. a go now.
So what sort of preparation goes into a retreat? Because you can't just rock up somewhere and hope there might be some fish, can you?
Like, no.
You have to do a bit of work on that.
It took myself months, actually, to plan.
Just so, by yourself?
Yeah, I tend to be a little bit of a workhorse. Our volunteer group that we have yep. is spread out around. So where I could get help, I could, yep. and I did. But at the end of the day, it was probably just a bit easier at times. I just sort of yep. took over and did it myself.
Yep.
So I actually pre-cooked a lot of the meals. So we did entire yep. meals, we froze them. And that way, after a long day of fishing, all you have to get back and warm them up. So, yeah, good hearty meals like... I smoked a whole heap of brisket and did some yeah. pulled pork. So we had that one night, yeah. carried sausages and so on. I actually had another couple of veterans, one of which is a qualified chef, yeah. and they came up and did a lot of meal preparation for us. So it was a real community that we created, as well as a lot of... We had two other ex-service organisations that volunteered to come up,
yeah.
one of which is... Young Veterans, so Matthew Keane, who runs Young Veterans, he came up with his little barbecue trailer and would do breakfasts and lunches and stuff like that for us. He also has a minibus that we utilised.
Yeah.
So we had the minibus, the Young Veterans minibus that we ferried the veterans back and forth to different locations in. We had it all really well planned and well set out.
Yep.
And after day one, we threw a lot of those plans out and we just went with the flow. Yeah, it was a fantastic time. It was very nerve-wracking leading up to it, being our first one.
Yep.
Sticking our toes in the water, so to speak, and working it out. And everything was, we ticked every box that we wanted to. So.
Sounds good. I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Flying over a city I don't know. Houses, highways, all the swimming pools. If we left now, all the dams would break and the football fields would turn into lakes. Turn it off, turn it back on again. When we restart, you can have my love again. Turn it off, turn it back on again. When we restart, you can have my love again. My love.
I'm talking to Chris from Vets for Fishing. Chris, when you take these, well, first of all, how do you have meetings apart from your fishing? Do you meet as a group at all during the year?
Well, as a committee, we do. Yep. So we had to form a committee. Yep. So we did that. We have regular meetings to discuss just to discuss our plans and what we're going to do for the year.
All right. So I'm going to ask you about those plans in a minute. But first of all, when you get these, and you may not know this because they mightn't tell you, when you go away, not necessarily for a retreat, but when you go away to for a fishing day, like you've been up to these places, do you find that some of those vets also bond with each other so that in between, if one of them's feeling pretty low, he rings up one of his mates and says, oh, geez, I'm having a bad day today? Do you find that happens at all?
We have connected hundreds of veterans.
Have you?
Yeah. It's actually fantastic. There are some that have become almost best mates. We've actually reconnected veterans who served together that hadn't seen each other for a long time.
Yep.
So there's been a lot of connections. So that's where we knew that we were doing the right thing, because now we're creating that community of, hey, I'm going to go for a fish. Does anybody want to come with me? And then you get three or four others that go, I will. Yeah. And then off they go.
That's one of the things that I was talking to a group, it's a completely different group altogether, and it'd be no good a vet saying to me, because I was lucky enough, I was in the ballot for the Vietnam War, but I missed out, and I'm really grateful for that. It'd be no good a vet saying to me, I'm having these nightmares, I'm doing this and that. But I can understand if you rang up a mate who could say, yeah, mate, I had one the same the other night, or, you know, I could understand how they'd bond a lot better with each other than bonding with, I was going to say you and me, but they would with you, but not with me.
Yeah, it's shared experiences. Yep. And quite often it doesn't matter that age gap either, whether it be from Vietnam right through to, East Timor, Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yep.
The stories are all the same. They're just 30 years apart.
It's
sometimes not until you get these veterans together that the same thing, they're laughing at the same things, the same stories. They got the same issues that they had with command and laughing at officers or officers laughing at diggers.
Yep.
So you can actually bridge that gap, because that's the beauty of fishing too.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, anyone can go fishing.
Yeah, that's true too. So do you find that when these people are talking, that they actually talk their problems out as well, or do they mainly just have a great time when they're fishing? Or does that then allow them to talk to the bloke beside them and say, oh, man, this is what happened when I was overseas?
It depends on the individual. Some keep it to themselves.
Yep.
Others, if they feel comfortable with someone, we'll talk to them.
Yep.
We just tend to let it go. If we got someone with us and they want to have a chat, they have a chat.
Yep.
All the guys have gone and done mental health first aid courses, so we're prepared for anything. Our biggest thing is to learning how to, when we come away, I've had a few veterans that the topic's been quite heavy.
Yep.
And then you get home and it's, you really need to take a couple of deep breaths and learning how to, we call data dump all of that information so that you don't take it on yourself.
Yep.
So that's quite important.
Otherwise that would be counterproductive also, wouldn't it?
It certainly would,
So, I mean, obviously, how many people are involved with, how many veterans do you have involved apart from your volunteers?
As in that would come to participants that would come to our... So on average, for our family days, we'd probably get up to 50, maybe 60. Right. Our largest one that we've had, we had 120. So that's our Christmas day that we do, which is held at Riddles Creek, which is over the other side Riddles of Creek. Melbourne.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman over there who has a private lake, and
he
stocks the lake for veterans for fishing.
Is he a veteran himself?
No, he's not. He just He's got a very big heart and a fantastic man. Mm. He's got a couple of little cottages that he's built around his lake.
Right.
He opens them up to veterans if they need a little bit of respite. Yep. They can go and stay there for free. So he also stocks the lake for us, and every year we have our Christmas party there.
Yep.
And we can put one of the boats on there. We have Army Santa turn up. Veteran yep. Santa, and he gives out little prizes to the kids.
Yep.
We have a fantastic time. We had Shimano 1 year back us and give us little prize packs to hand out. We have a prize on that day, so we'll have Angler of the Day Most Improved Angler of the Day. So we do some presents and prizes on our Christmas Day.
So when you say that you had a competition on your... on your Christmas, that's fine, but the rest of it's not a competition, is it? When you go away, like, you're not competing with each other,
are you? It's a social day.
Would I be right if I said the fishing is just a side issue, that the fishing isn't really, it's the main thing that gets people there, but it's not the main issue? The main issue is being comrades?
100%. Quite often find that we will get groups of them come along and they won't even put a fishing rod in their hand. They're just there to socialise, we have a barbecue, so they'll have some lunch and they'll just hang out. The fishing is a side thing.
I thought that was what you were going to say. Do you ever find, and when I say wives, I should say partners, do you ever have partners, and I guess it could be on either sex too, now we're talking about women, where they come and say, you've really made our life a lot happier?
Yes. Recently, I had 4 veterans send letters in, and they spoke in the letters about how their partners have noticed a considerable change in themselves. So that, for something so small, I recently had a veteran who's 6'3", built like a man giant, and he said to me, it's not just a fishing trip what you've done. This is not just a fishing trip. You're literally changing lives, and you've changed my life.
It must make you feel good when you hear those sorts of things happening.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I'll be honest too, I get just as much out of it as what they are. It really does put, it makes you stand tall to think that I'm doing something, well, what I believe is so simple.
Yep.
And our volunteers, I shouldn't just sort of say me, our volunteer crew that we have, we're doing something so simple, yet it means so much.
Yep. I've got to ask the question because it should be, but I guess you're probably going to tell me it's not. Do you get any government funding for it?
This year we've been lucky enough. So the Victorian Veterans Council, we put in for a grant with the Veterans Council, and they have funded all of our events this year.
Wow.
So we're waiting for the grants to come around again.
Yep.
We'll put in another lot of, grant offers apply for them, and we'll see how we go next year, fingers crossed. We do get a bit of help from here and there. There's small businesses have helped us out. First Class Cool Rooms have helped us out with money for our barbecues, as well as Whitnall's.
Yep.
They've helped us out. Bendigo Bank have helped us out in the past. They'll get another phone call soon. We do get people that sort of hear what we're doing and go, you know what, I'll give you a hand.
So I guess the listeners today, if we've touched the hearts of some of them, you wouldn't say no to a donation from them either, would you?
Definitely not. And we can. This is the thing too, because we're all 100% volunteer based.
Yep.
Every cent goes to the veterans, or it goes to the equipment that is used for the veterans.
They've got no overhead costs at all.
Yeah, we have zero overhead costs. Yep. So everything goes directly to the veterans.
Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And as I said, if you have your paper and pencil ready at about 2:55, if you'd like to give a donation, sounds like a fantastic operation. Certainly feel free to, or if you know a veteran that may be struggling that could benefit from this, Chris will tell you how to go about contacting them.
Am I dreaming or stupid. I think I've been hit by a few, baby. No one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet wet.
Chris, when you started this organisation back, and I just can't remember the year you said, and I didn't write that down, unfortunately, how many people did you have along to your fishing days then? And you've spoken to the, well, we won't take the Christmas party because that's probably an exception, but you said you've just had one down the Rye Pier. So what's the sort of difference in numbers from when you first started to when you were down at Rye a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, well, we started 3 years ago. Yep. Our very ever first event we ran at Lilydale Lake.
Yeah.
We probably had about 15, 20.
Still not bad.
Turn up, which yep. which was okay. We were pretty happy with for our first ever go at it.
Yep.
We're still, there's a little bit of trial and error. We've worked out, don't have days in September. Everybody's watching the football.
Yeah.
So we worked that out pretty quickly. We also worked out distance. Sometimes distance can make a real... So we tried to put on another day at Lake Eildon at the Pondage,
yep.
which is regularly stocked with fish. The yep. fishing's great there. The scenery's beautiful. But we only had a handful of people turn up.
Mainly so, because of the distance.
And it was the distance. So yep. so that's where we're still doing a lot of trial and error.
Yep.
We try and have a some sort of event once a month. And I should say, too, we often, every year we compete in 5 semi-professional fishing competitions.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll put 2 teams together.
Yep.
We get 2 vessels. We'll have a skipper in each. And then we'll get 1 to 2 veterans who'll come along as participants. We pay for their entry tickets.
Yep.
We pay for all their meals and accommodation.
Yep.
And we compete in a fishing comp. We found that's probably the most successful times that we have because putting that veteran back into that competitive space of competing
yep.
giving them, we sit down, we have our mission plan, what we're going to do, what our plan of attack is, and going through all that process again with some of them, you see them really lift. Damn. And going from being in their little shell when they generally start and quite quiet, towards the end of it, all over it. So, yeah, we found those days are fantastic. Yeah.
What you were talking about, like Eildon, the last time was a bit far. So what area are you mainly around here in the Yarra Valley where most of your vets are?
Yeah, so what we are Yarra Valley based.
Yep.
But we do try and cover all of Melbourne.
Yep.
Because there's veterans all over Melbourne that aren't. So now we're heading more down towards the peninsula. We're doing some more stuff down there. Next month we've got Gunnamatta. We're doing beach fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we're going to try and do the surf fishing, give that a go. It's our first try at the surf fishing as a family day. Yep. We do Lillardale Lake quite often. The facilities there are fantastic with all the toilet facilities, the playground. So if there are children and family there, they get a bit bored, got playground and everything. Yep. But just the scenery down there is fantastic too. With it being a suburban lake, we usually get fantastic numbers. So a month ago, we had a family day at Lillardale Lake.
Yep.
We had a couple drive all the way from Albury. They drove down, they stayed at the caravan park at Lillardale, and then came to the event for the day. We had them from Wonthaggi, Altona. So we have veterans from all over. So we find they're now starting to travel because their name is getting out there more too.
Terrific. All right, we're going to take another quick break and then we're going to come back with more. And I've got a question to ask, and then Chris will tell you how you can get involved financially, or if you happen to know a vet, or you happen to be a vet, and we've touched on something you'd like to know about, I'm sure Chris would love to hear from you.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. In my veins.
I'm talking to Chris for Vets for Fishing, and we've learned a lot about it. At the moment, Chris is going to tell you how to get hold of them, and you know, maybe you want to donate, or you've got a vet, or you are a vet and you'd like to get involved. Sounds like a great opportunity to get involved. Chris, when you said that, like, you had your family day down at Rye and down the Blackburn Lake and that, do you find that the families sort of stay together, or does the veteran go off and talk to his mates and the others, and the families? First of all, do they get to know each other, and or do they just sort of go off in their own little bits?
There's a tend to be a lot of mingling, actually.
Yep.
The kids will chat with each other, which is great to see.
Yep.
The partners, they'll talk to each other, which is half of our thing that we want to do. The veterans will catch up with old mates, but they tend to stay in their little family neat, but they then start to socialise. We've had a number of families who are now constantly come back, who are repeat offenders, so to speak. and they love the days.
Yep.
So that's great to see too, because they're becoming part of our little community that we're creating.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want to be sexist on this, but it's a genuine question. We've been talking about the veterans, and we've been talking about your male and female. Do you have any idea out of the veterans whether more percent of guys are more inclined to get involved with the fishing than the women, or how does that work? Any idea?
Yeah, we do have. It's the percentage wise would be at least 90% of the males are getting involved.
Yep.
We do have females involved too. We've got a couple of ladies who regularly come along.
Yep.
I like the fact that the ladies coming along on our retreat, we had three ladies involved.
Yep.
And that was done on purpose because it tends to calm down the testosterone.
Yeah, it does,
And it sort of evens out the playing field a little bit.
Yep.
But it's a nice sort of atmosphere when there's a mix.
Yep. So I guess what I'm just – the point I was trying to make, do you think that hopefully that the women may start to join in bigger numbers or get involved in bigger numbers, or do they just have a different sort of problems altogether?
No, I would love for more and more and more of the ladies to get involved.
Yep.
I'd like to get to the point where we could, on our fishing comps that we go and compete with, to actually put together a ladies' team.
Oh, yeah.
So that is what I'd love to do. So to get more involved and have them is fantastic, I think. It's sort of to get them to represent.
Now, I've got to ask this question, and it's always a terrible question to ask, but I've got to ask, what's the cost to the veteran if they want to get involved with Vets for Fishing?
Cost them zero.
Well, you can't do better than that. Sometimes it's not a good question because sometimes there is money involved.
No, it costs them absolutely nothing. We quite often get asked, what does it cost to become a member of Veterans for Fishing?
Yep.
The answer straight back is, are you a veteran and do you like fishing? Because you're already a member without realising it.
So what do you class as a veteran?
Anyone that signed that dotted line to be a part of the Defence Force.
Do they have to have been overseas?
No.
Or if they got kept in Australia, not?
No, 100% not. If you've signed that dotted line, you signed that dotted line for anything and up to including your own life for this country, so you're a veteran. Doesn't matter if you've served for 1 year or 30 years.
I was going to ask you that.
You're still a veteran.
It doesn't matter how long. Well, because a lot of people don't have to say, do they? I mean, the ADF decides whether they stay here or whether they go overseas.
Yeah, and that is, it tends to be, there are a lot of veterans out there who are never deployed, and that actually affects them in a completely different way.
Does it?
Yeah, because you do all the training, and it's like being part of your football team. You train every week, every week, every week, but then every Saturday,
you're on the bench. Didn't realise it, so they have a separate sort of issues.
Yeah, 100%. Because and especially if they're around a lot of veterans, some veterans get multiple trips overseas.
Yep.
And you got others who are, some may have even been in for 20 years and have never served overseas.
Seriously?
Yep.
Chris, unfortunately, the time I could talk to you for hours, and I'd like to have you back again next year and make this an annual catch up to see where you're going, but unfortunately, the 1 o'clock news is going to knock on the door and I've got to take that. So how are people going to find out more about your organisation?
Veterans for Fishing have a Facebook page, Veterans for Fishing. Yep. We also have a website. So if you Google Veterans for Fishing, you'll see our website pop up.
Yep.
You can email us at veteransforfishing@gmail.com.au, or you can actually just call myself if you wish on 0435.
Hang on, 0435.
110.
736. 736. So obviously, pardon me, on the website, they can contact you through that anyway, wouldn't it?
They certainly can. There's a contact list there, and an email comes through straight direct to me.
Yep. All right. Or for those who don't want to, it's 0435 110 736. Chris, look, it's been a delight to talk to you. I wish we didn't have to talk, because I wish that these people were a lot better looked after. And I'm not sure that even professionals can look after them better than an organisation where they can be themselves. I mean, not a lot of these people don't want to go and lie on a couch and talk to someone, do they?
No, they don't, no. Yeah. And it is uncomfortable. It can be confronting for some.
Yep. Chris, I wish you well. I hope it goes well, and I'm sure it will. And if we can play our part, we'd love to be part of it. But I'd love to think that there was no need for this, but I can see, as an outsider, it's a great way to get, and one of the best ways that I always think for guys is once they start talking, they'll open up. They're never going to open up without that, are they?
No, they're not.
And so if they're hanging around fishing, it's got to be the way to go. Right, 0435 110 736. Give Chris a ring or look up their website, look up their page, their Facebook page, Veteran for Fencing, and I'm sure Chris would love to hear from you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.